Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Bible makes it very plain that Jesus Christ is our supreme example. At the conclusion of our Lord's washing of His disciples' feet, He said to them, "If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done unto you." John 13:14-15. The Apostle Peter's great letter on suffering for the name of Christ makes this observation, "For even here unto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that you should follow His steps." 1 Peter 2:21. Since Christ is our great example, why would Paul write, "Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them who walk so as to have us for an example"? Philippians 3:17. Was Paul attempting to usurp prerogatives which belong to our Lord Jesus Christ? Paul knew his weaknesses just as he knew the weaknesses of all human beings. It was this very apostle who wrote, "There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 3:11-12, and 23. The verb "come short" literally means continue to come short of the glory of God. Paul certainly placed himself in the category of sinner. But wherein he followed Jesus Christ, he urged others to follow him. The same apostle encouraged the Corinthians, "Be followers together of me, even as I also am of Christ." 1 Corinthians 11:1. What if Paul ceased following Jesus Christ? Were the Corinthians and others to follow him anyway? Our English word "follower" comes from the Greek mimetes, and is always translated "follower" in the King James Version, although in a number of modern versions, the word is rendered "imitator." Our word "mimic" comes from that Greek word. Paul used the verb form of the word in the following verses. "For yourselves know how you ought to follow us. For we behave not ourselves disorderly among you, not because we have not power or authority, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us." 2 Thessalonians 3:7-9. If I understand what Paul is teaching, he is urging all of God's children to so live that others could imitate their conduct. None of us is a paragon of perfection, but we are to be examples of what it means to be a Christian. Paul not only asked the Philippians to imitate his example, he urged his Philippian brothers and sisters to mark them who walk so as to have us for an example. The word "mark" means to watch, to contemplate. Paul and the Philippians were good examples for all who were members of the body of Christ and for others. They are good examples for Christians in every age. But what if Paul were a gambler, a drunkard, a drug addict, an adulterer, or a covetous man? Would he be a good example for people today? My friends, you and I are examples, even if we would prefer not to be. We are either examples of righteousness or of evil. Surely we do not want to use our time and influence to lead men away from God and toward the devil. Thank you, and may God bless you.